The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, The Status Quo. Chapter 18, The Battle Between Lord Boar and the Demon Hiranyaksha. Text 1. Maitreya Vacha, Tadevam Akarnya Jalesa Bhasitam Mahamanastad Viganai Yadurmada Hariditvat Gatim Anga Naradad Rasatalam Nivise Taranan Vita. Synonyms. Maitreya, the great sage Maitreya, Uvacha said, Tat, that, evam, thus, Akarnya, hearing, Jalaisha of the controller of water, Varuna, Bhasitam, words, Mahapmana, proud, tut those words, Viganaya, having paid little heed to, Durmada, vainglorious, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Viditva, having learned, Gatim, the whereabouts, Anga, O dear Vidura, Naradat, from Narada, Rasatalam, to the depths of the ocean, Nirvivishe, entered, Taranvita, with great speed. Translation. Maitreya continued, the proud and falsely glorious Daitya paid little heed to the words of Varuna, my dear Vidura. He learned from Narada the whereabouts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and hurriedly betook himself to the depths of the ocean. Purport. Materialistic warmongers are not even afraid to fight with their mightiest enemy, the Personality of Godhead. The demon was very encouraged to learn from Varuna that there was one fighter who could actually combat him, and he was very much enthusiastic to search out the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to give him a fight, even though it was predicted by Varuna that by fighting with Vishnu he would become prey for dogs, jackals, and vultures. Since demoniac persons are less intelligent, they dare to fight with Vishnu, who is known as a Jeet, or one who has never been conquered. Text 2. Dadarsha tatra jibitam daradaram pronityam manavanim angra dashtraya musnantam akshna svarucho ruta runashriya jahasa charovana gotarumriga. Synonyms. Dadarsha, he saw, tatra, there, Abhijitam, the victorious Dara, the earth, Dharam, bearing, Praniyamana, being raised upwards, Avinam, the earth, Agra Damstraya, by the tip of his tusk, Musnantam, who was diminishing, Akshna, with his eyes, Svarucha, Hiranyaksha's own splendor, Aruna, reddish, Shirya, radiant, Jahasa, he laughed, Cha, and Aho, Vanagotra, amphibious, Mriga, beast. Translation. He saw, there, the all-powerful Personality of Godhead in his boar incarnation, bearing the earth upward on the end of his tusks and robbing him of his splendor with his reddish eyes. The demon laughed. Oh, an amphibious beast. Purport. In the previous chapter, we have discussed the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Varaha, the boar. While Varaha, with his tusks, engaged in uplifting the submerged earth from the depths of the waters, this great demon, Hiranyaksha, met him and challenged him, calling him a beast. Demons cannot understand the incarnations of the Lord. They think of his incarnations as a fish or boar or tortoise, are big beasts only. They misunderstand the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even in his human form, and they deride his descent. In the Chaitanya Sampradaya, there is sometimes a demonic misconception about the descendant of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's body is spiritual, but demonic persons consider the body of the Supreme Personality to be material, just like ours, Abhijanantima Muda. Persons who have no intelligence deride the transcendental form of the Lord as material. Text 3. Ahainam ehi agna mahim bimuncha no raso kasham bishva shayajam arpita nashvasti jayasya jayasi anaya mamekshata sardardama sadita shukarat krite. Synonyms. Aha, Hiranyakasipu said, Anam to the Lord. Ehi, come and fight, Agna, O fool. Mahim, the earth, Bimuncha, give up, Na, to us. Rasa Okasham, the inhabitants of the lower regions. Vishwashija, by the creator of the universe. Iam, this earth, Arpita, entrusted, Na, not. Shvasti, well-being, Yayasi, you will go, Anaya, with this. Mama Ikshita, while I am seeing, Sura Adama, O lowest of the demigods. Asadita, having taken, Sukara Akrite, the form of a boar. Translation, the demon addressed the Lord. O best of the demigods, dressed in the form of a boar, just hear me. This earth is entrusted to us, the inhabitants of the lower regions, and you cannot take it from my presence and not be hurt by me. Report. Sridhar Swami, commenting on this verse, states that although the demon wanted to deride the personality of Godhead in the form of a boar, he actually worshipped him in several words. For example, he addressed him as Vanagotra, which means, quote, one who is a resident of the forest, end quote. But another meaning of Vanagotra is, quote, one who lies on the water, end quote. Vishnu lies on the water, so the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be properly addressed in this way. The demon also addressed him as Mrigha, indicating unintentionally that the Supreme Personality is sought after by great sages, saintly persons, and transcendentalists. He also addressed him as Agna. Sridhar Swami says that Jna means knowledge, end quote, and there is no knowledge which is unknown to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indirectly, therefore, the demon said that Vishnu knows everything. The demon addressed him as Suradama. Sura means, quote, the demigods, end quote, and Adama means Lord of all there is. He is Lord of all the demigods, therefore he is the best of all demigods, or God. When the demon used the phrase, quote, in my presence, end quote, the implied meaning was, quote, in spite of my presence, you are completely able to take away the earth, end quote. Nashvasti yasyasi, quote, unless you kindly take this earth from our custody, there can be no good fortune for us, end quote. Text 4. Tvam nas sapatner abadvaya kimbrito yomaya yahanti asuran parokshajit. Tvam yogamayam balam avlapa parusham samstapya mudha pramrije srich chucha. Synonyms, tvam, you, na, us, sapanai, by our enemies, abhavaya, for killing, kim, that is it, it is that, brita, maintained, ya, he who, mayaya, by deception, hanti, kills, asuran, the demons, parokshajit, who conquered by remaining invisible, tvam, you, yogamaya, balam, whose strength is bewildering power, alpa, parosh, Parusham, whose power is meager, Samstapya, after killing, Mudha, fool, Pramije, I shall wipe out, Shritsucha, the grief of my kinsmen. Translation, O rascal, you have been nourished by our enemies to kill us, and you have killed some demons by remaining invisible. O fool, your power is only mystic, so today I shall enliven my kinsmen by killing you. Purport, the demon used the word Bhavaya, which means, quote, for killing, end quote. Sridhar Swami comments that this, quote, killing, end quote, means liberating, in other words, killing the process of continued birth and death. The Lord kills the process of birth and death and keeps himself invisible. The activities of the Lord's internal potency are inconceivable, but by a slight exhibition of this potency, the Lord, by his grace, can deliver one from nescience. Shucha means, quote, miseries, end quote. The miseries of material existence can be extinguished by the Lord by his internal potency, Yogamaya. In the Upanishad, Sreta Shatara Upanishad 6.8, it is stated, Parasha Shakti Vividai Vishuti. The Lord is invisible to the eyes of the common man, but his energies will act in various ways. When demons are in adversity, they think of that God is hiding himself and is working by his mystic potency. They think that if they can find God, they can kill him just by seeing him. Hiranyaksha thought that way, and he challenged the Lord. Quote, you have done tremendous harm to our community, taking the part of the demigods, and you have killed our kinsmen in so many ways, always keeping yourself hidden. Now I see you face to face, and I'm not going to let you go. I shall kill you and save my kinsmen from your mystic misdeeds, end quote. Not only are demons always anxious to kill God with words and philosophy, but they think that if one is materially powerful, he can kill God with materially fatal weapons. Demons like Kamsa, Ravana, and Hiranyakashipu thought themselves powerful enough to kill even God. Demons cannot understand that God, with by his multifarious potencies, can work so wonderfully that he can be present everywhere and still remain in his eternal abode, Golok Vrindavan. Text 5. Treyesh samstite gaya gadaya shrine shirshani asmad buja chutaya yecha tubyam balim haranti rishayo yecha deva shrayam sarve na bhavishyanti amula. Synonyms. Tvai, when you, samstite, are killed, gadaya by the mace, shirna, smashed, Shirsani, skull, Ashmat Buja, from my hand, Chutaya, released, yea, those who, Cha and Tubyam, to you, Balim, presentations, Haranti, offers, Rishaya, sages, yea, those who, Cha and Deva, demigods, so I am, automatically, Sarve, all, Na, not, Bhavishyanti, will exist, Amula, without roots. Translation, the demon continued, when you fall dead, with your skull smashed by the mace hurled by my arms, the demigods and sages who offer you oblations and sacrifice and devotional service will also automatically cease to exist, like trees without roots. Purport. Demons are very much disturbed when devotees worship the Lord in the prescribed ways recommended in the scriptures. In the Vedic scriptures, the neophyte devotees are advised to engage in 9 kinds of devotional service, such as to hear and chant the holy name of God, to remember him always, to chant on beads, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, to worship the Lord in his form, in the form of his deity incarnations in the temples, and to engage in various activities of Krishna consciousness to increase the number of godly persons for a perfect peace in the world. Demons do not like such activity. They are always envious of God and his devotees. Their propaganda is not to worship in the temple or church, but simply to make material advancement for satisfaction of the senses is always current. The demon, Hiranyaksha, upon seeing the Lord face to face, wanted to make a permanent solution by killing the personality of Godhead with his powerful mace. The example of an uprooted tree mentioned here by the demon is very significant. Devotees accept that God is the root of everything. Their example is that just as the stomach is the source of energy for all the limbs of the body, God is the original source of all energy manifested in the material and spiritual worlds. Therefore, as supplying food to the stomach, as there's the process to satisfy all the limbs of the body, Krishna consciousness or developing love of Krishna is the sublime method for satisfying the source of all happiness. The demon wants to uproot this source because if the root, God, were to be checked, the activities of the Lord and his devotees would automatically stop. The demon would be very much satisfied by such a situation in society. Demons are always anxious to have a godless society for their sense gratification. According to Sridhar Swami, this verse means that when the demon would be deprived of his mace by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only the neophyte devotees, but also the ancient sagacious devotees of the Lord would be very much satisfied. Text 6. Satudyamano ridurakta tomarar damstragra gamgam apalakshya bitam todamrishan niragad ab Bhumadyad Grihahata Sakaranur Yateba. Synonyms Isa, he, Tudyamana, being pained, Ara, of the enemy, Durukta, by the abusive words, Tomarai, by the weapons, Dumstra Agra, on the ends of his tusks, Gam, situated, Gam, the earth, Upalakshya, seeing, Bitam, frightened, Todam, the pain, Mrisham, bearing, Nirgat, he came out, Ambud, Madhyat, from the midst of the water, Graha, by a crocodile, Ahata, attacked, Sakarenu, along with a she-elephant, yata as Iba, an elephant. Translation, although the Lord was pained by the shaft-like abusive words of the demon, he bore the pain, but seeing that the earth on the ends of his tusks was frightened, he rose out of the water just as an elephant emerges with its female companion when assailed by an alligator. Purport. The Mayavadi philosopher cannot understand that the Lord has feelings. The Lord is satisfied if someone offers him a nice prayer, and similarly, God is dissatisfied if someone decries his existence or calls him by ill names. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is decried by the Mayavadi philosophers, who are almost demons. They say that God has no head, no form, no existence, and no legs, hands, or other bodily limbs. In other words, they say he is dead or lame. All these misconceptions of the Supreme Lord are a source of dissatisfaction to him. He's never pleased with such atheistic descriptions. In this case, although the Lord felt sorrow for the piercing words of the demon, he delivered the earth for the satisfaction of the demigods who are ever his devotees. The conclusion is that God is as sentient as we are. He is satisfied by our prayers and dissatisfied by our harsh words against him. In order to give protection to his devotee, he is always ready to tolerate insulting words from the atheists. Text 7. Tam ni sharat tam salilad anudruto hiranya kesho dvidardam lyata jasa karala damstro sani nivano bravid Gataridam kim tvashatam vigarhitam. Synonyms, tam, him, nirsharantam, coming out, salilat, from the water, adruta, chaste, hiranyakesha, having golden hair, dviradam, an elephant, yata as, jasa, a crocodile, karala damstra, having fearful teeth, asani nishvana, roaring like thunder, Abravit, he said, Gata hiriyam, for those who are shameless, kim, what, to, indeed, asatam, for the wretches, vigarhitam, reproachable. Translation, the demon, who had golden hair on his head and fearful tusks, gave chase to the Lord while he was rising from the water, even as an alligator would chase an elephant. Roaring like thunder, he said, are you not ashamed of running away before a challenging adversary? Is there nothing reproachable for shameless creatures? Purport. When the Lord was coming out of the water, taking the earth in his arms to deliver it, the demon derided him with insulting words, but the Lord did not care, because he was very conscious of his duty. For a dutiful man, there is nothing to fear. Similarly, those who are powerful have no fear of derision or unkind words from an enemy. The Lord had nothing to fear from anyone, yet he was merciful to his enemy by neglecting him. Although apparently he fled from the challenge, it was just to protect the earth from calamity as he tolerated Hiranyaksha's deriding words. Text 8. Sagam udatstat shalilasya garochare vinyasya tasyam udahat svatsatvam abhistuto vishvasija prashtunayar Apura yamano bibudai pasyatore. Synonyms. Sa, the Lord, Gam, the earth. Udastat, on the surface. Salilasya, on the water, of the water. Gochare, within his sight. Vinyasya, having placed tasyam to the earth. Adadvat, he invested swa, his own sattvam existence. Abhisututa, praised. Vishvasrija, by Brahma, creator of the universe. Prashunai, by flowers, Apuryamana, becoming satisfied, Vibhudai, by the demigods, Pashyata, while looking on, Are, the enemy. Translation. The Lord placed the earth within his sight on the surface of the water and transferred her his own energy in the form of the ability to float on the water. While the enemy stood looking on, Brahma, the creator of the universe, extolled the Lord, and the other demigods rained flowers on him. Purport. Those who are demons cannot understand how the Supreme Personality of God had floated the earth on water, but to devotees of the Lord, this is not a very wonderful act. Not only the earth, but many, many millions of planets are floating in the air, and this floating power is endowed upon them by the Lord. There is no other possible explanation. The materialists can explain that the planets are floating by the law of gravitation, but the law of gravitation works under the control and direction of the Supreme Lord. That is a version of Bhagavad Gita, which confirms by the Lord's statement that behind the material laws of nature, behind the growth, maintenance, production, and evolution of all the planetary systems, behind everything, is the Lord's direction. The Lord's activities could be appreciated only by the demigods headed by Brahma, and therefore when they saw the uncommon prowess of the Lord in keeping the earth on the surface of the water, they showered flowers on him in appreciation of his transcendental activity. Text 9. Pranushaktam tapaniopalkapam mahagadam kanchana chitradasham marmami ebikshnam pratudantam duruktai prachanda manu prahaba prahashams tambibhase. Synonyms: para, from behind, anushaktam, who followed very closely, Tapaniya Upakalpam, who had a considerable amount of gold ornaments, Madah Mahagadam, with a great mace, Kanchana, golden, Chitra, beautiful, Dasham, armor, Marmani, the core of the heart, Abhikshnam, constantly, Pratudantam, piercing, Duruktai, by abusive words, Prachada, terrible, Manu, anger, Prahasam, laughing, Tam, unto him, Babhase, he said. The demon, who had a wealth of ornaments, bangles, and beautiful golden armor on his body, chased the Lord from behind with a great mace. The Lord tolerated his piercing ill words, but in order to reply to him, he expressed his terrible anger. Report. The Lord could have chastised the demon immediately while the demon was deriding the Lord with ill words, but the Lord tolerated him to please the demigods and to show that they should not be afraid of demons while discharging their duties. Therefore, his toleration was displayed mainly to drive away the fears of the demigods, who should know that the Lord is always present to protect them. The demon's derision of the Lord was just like the barking of dogs. The Lord did not care about it, since he was doing his own work in delivering the earth from the midst of the water. Materialistic demons always possess large amounts of gold in various shapes, and they think that a large amount of gold, physical strength, and popularity can save them from the wrath of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 10. Sri Bhagavan Avacha. Satyam bhayam bho vana gocharam riga yusmad vidan mrigaya gaman shimham na murtya prashai pratimuktasya vira vikatanam tava grinanti abhadra. Synonyms. Sri Bhagavan Avacha, the Supreme Personality of God, had said, Satyam, indeed, vayam we, bo, o, vana, gochara, dwelling in the forest, mriga, creatures, yusmat vidan, like you, mrigaye, I am searching to kill, grama singham, dogs, not, mrityu pashai, by the bonds of death, pratimuktasya, of one who is bound, vira, the heroes, Vrikatanam, loose talk, tava your grinanti, take notice of, Abhadra, O mischievous one. Translation. The Personality of God had said, indeed, we are creatures of the jungle, and we are searching after hunting dogs like you. One who is freed from the entanglement of death has no fear from the loose talk in which you are indulging, for you are bound up by the laws of death. Purport. Demons and atheistic persons can go on insulting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they forget that they are subjected to the laws of birth and death. they think, that simply by decrying the existence of the Supreme Lord or by defying the stringent laws of nature, one can be freed from the clutches of birth and death. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that simply by understanding the transcendental nature of God, one can go back home, back to Godhead. But demons and atheistic persons do not try to understand the nature of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, they remain in the entanglement of birth and death. Text 11. Ite vayam nyasa hararaso kasam gatahriyo gadaya dravitaste tristamahe tapi katanchid ajo stayam kvayamo balino padyavidvairam. Synonyms: eta ourselves, vayam we, nyasa, of the charge, hare, thieves, rasa okasham, of the inhabitants of Rasatala, gatariya, shameless, Gadaya, by the mace, Dravita, chaste, te, your, Tishtapmahe, we shall stay, Atapi, nevertheless, Katanchit, somehow, Ajo, on the battlefield, Steam, we must stay, Kva, where, Yama, we, can we go, Balina, with a powerful enemy, Upadya, having created, Varyam, enmity. Translation: certainly, we have stolen the charge of the inhabitants of Rasatala and have lost all shame. Although bitten by your powerful mace, we shall stay here in the water for some time because, having created enmity with a powerful enemy, I now have no place to go. Purport: the demon should have known that God cannot be driven out of any place, for he is all-pervading. Demons think of their possessions as their property, but actually everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can take anything at any time he likes. Text 12. Tvatpadratanam kilayutapadipo gatasva no shvastaya yashvavanuha samstapya chasman pramijashru svakanam yashvam pratijam Pratijnam nati par priti asabhya. Synonyms: tvam, you, pad ratanam, on foot soldiers, kila, indeed, yutapada, a yutapa, of the leaders, adipa, the commander, gatashva, take steps, na, our, ashvatstaye, for defeat, asu, promptly, anuha, without consideration, samstapya, having killed, cha, and, Usman, us, pramija, wipe away, ashru, tears, shvakanam, of your kith and kin, ya, he who swam his own, pratijanam, promised word, na, not, atipi party, fulfills, asabhya, not fit to sit in an assembly. Translation: you are supposed to be the commander of many foot soldiers, and now you must take prompt steps to overthrow us. Give up all your foolish talk and wipe away the cares of your kith and kin by slaying us. One may be proud, yet he does not deserve a seat in an assembly if he fails to fulfill his promised word. Purport: a demon may be a great soldier and commander of a large number of infantry, but in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is powerless and is destined to die. The Lord therefore challenged the demon not to go away, but to fulfill his promised word to kill him. Text 13. Maitreya Vacha. So dikshipto bhagavata pralabdas charusabrisham. Aha haro balan krodam kridamano hiradiva. Synonyms: Maitreya, the great sage Maitreya Uvacha, said, sa, the demon, adikshipta, having been insulted, bhagavata, by the personality of Godhead, Prahladba, ridiculed, cha, and rusa, angry, brisham, greatly, ajahara, collected, Ubanam, great, Krodam, anger, Kridyamana, being played with, Ahirat, a great cobra, Iva-like. Translation: Sri Maitreya said, the demon, being thus challenged by this personality of Godhead, became angry and agitated, and he trembled in anger, like a challenged cobra. Purport: a cobra is very fierce before ordinary persons, but before an enchanter who can play with him, he is a plaything. Similarly, a demon may be very powerful in his own domain, but before the Lord, he is insignificant. The demon Ravana was a fierce figure before the demigods, but when he was before Lord Ramchandra, he trembled and prayed to his deity, Lord Shiva, but to no avail. Text 14. Shijan Amrasita Svashan Manu Prachalitendriya Asadya Tarasha Daityo Gadaya Nyaharandadim. Synonyms. Shijan, giving out. Amarsita, being angry. Svasan, breaths. Manu, by wrath. Prachalita, agitated. Indriya, holes, whose senses. Asadya, attacking. Tarasa, quickly. Daitya, the demon. Gadaya, with his mace. Nyahanta, struck. Harim, Lord Hari. Translation. Hissing indignantly, all his senses shaken by wrath, the demon quickly sprang up upon the Lord and dealt him a blow with his powerful mace. Text 15. Bhagavams tu gadavegam vrishtam nupripanod rasi avanchayat tirashchino yugarudro ivantakam. Synonyms. Bhagavan, the Lord, too, however, Vedavegam, Gadavegam, the blow of the mace, Vishritam, thrown, Rupuna, by the enemy, Urasi, at his breast, Avanchayat, dodged, Tirashchina, aside, Yoga Aruda, an accomplished yogi, Eva, like, Antakam, death. Translation, the Lord, however, by moving slightly aside, dodged the violent mace blow aimed at his breast by the enemy, just as an accomplished yogi would elude death. Purport. The example is given herein that the perfect yogi can overcome a death blow, although it is offered by the law of nature. It is useless for a demon to beat the transcendental body of the Lord with a powerful mace, for no one can surpass his prowess. Those who are advanced transcendentalists are freed from the laws of nature, and even a death blow cannot act on them. Superficially, it may be seen that a yogi is attacked by a death blow, but by the grace of the Lord, he can overcome such attacks for the service of the Lord. As the Lord exists by his own independent prowess, by the grace of the Lord, the devotees also exist for his service. Text 16. Punargadam svamadaya brahmayantam abhikshana sa abhyadavad adadi kruda Samrambad Dasta Dachadam. Synonyms. Puna, again, Gadam, mace. Swam, him, Adaya, having taken. Brahmayantam, brandishing. Abhikshnasa, repeatedly. Abdiyadavat, rushed to meet. Hari, the personality of God. Kruda, angry. Samrambad, in rage. Dasta, bitten. Dachadam, his lip. Translation. The personality of Godhead now exhibited his anger and rushed to meet the demon, who bit his lip in rage, took up his mace again, and repeatedly began to brandish it about. Text 17. Tatas chat gadar yaratim dakshina syambruvi prabhu ajagane Tu tam samya gadaya kovido hanat. Synonyms. Tata, then, cha, and, gadaya, with his mace, aratim, the enemy, dakshinasyam, on the right, bruvi, on the brow, prabhu, the Lord, ajagne, struck, sa, the Lord, too, but, tam, the mace, samya, o gentle vidura, gadaya, with his mace, kovida, expert, ahanta, he saved himself. Translation, then, with his mace, the Lord struck the enemy on the right of his brow, but since the demon was expert in fighting, O gentle Vidura, he protected himself by a maneuver of his own mace. Text 18. Evam gadabhyam gurvibhyam harakshu hadi evacha jigishaya sushamrabdav ayon anyonyam abhijagnatu. Synonyms, evam, in this way, gadabhyam, with their maces, gavibhyam, huge, haraksha, the demon haraksha, hiranyaksha, hari, Lord Hari, eva, certainly, cha, and jigasaya, with a desire for victory, susamra, do, enraged, ayonyam, each other, ib jigad natu they struck. Translation. In this way, the demon Haraksha and the Lord, the personality of Godhead, struck each other with their huge maces, which enraged and seeking each enraged and seeking his own victory. Report. Haraksha is another name for Hiranyaksha, the demon. Text 19. Tayos pradas tima gada hanta gayo kshatashrava grana vivrida man nivyo vichitra margams charator jigisaya vyabad ilayam eva shushminar mrida. Synonyms. Tayo, them, Sprito, the two combatants, Tigma, pointed, Gada, by the maces, Ahata, injured, Angayo, their bodies, Kshata, Ashrava, blood coming out from the injuries, Grana, smell, Vivida, increased, Manavyo, anger, Vichitra, of various kinds, Margan, maneuvers, Charoto, performing, Jigishya, with a desire to win, Vyabat, it looked like, Ilayam, for the sake of a cow, or the earth, Eva, like Shushmino, of two bulls, Mrita, an encounter. Translation. There was keen rivalry between the two combatants. Both had sustained injuries on their body from the blows of each other's pointed maces, and each grew more and more enraged at the smell of blood on his person. In their eagerness to win, they performed maneuvers of various kinds, and their contest looked like an encounter between two forceful bulls for the sake of a cow. Purport. The earth planet is called Ila. This earth was formerly known as Ilavritavarsh, and when Maharaj Prikrit ruled the earth, it was called Bhartvarsh. Actually, Bhartvarsh is the name for the entire planet, but gradually Bhartvarsh has come to mean India. As India has recently been divided into Pakistan and Hindustan, similarly the earth was formerly called Ilavritavarsh, but gradually as time passed, it was divided by national boundaries. Text 20. Daityasya yagnavayasvasya maya grihita varaha tanor mahatmana karavya mayam drishta dvist sator vimardanam Dudikshir Agad Rishibir Vritasarvat Svarat. Synonyms. Daityasya, of the demon. Yajna Avayasvaya Vasya, of the personality of God, into whose body Yajna is a part. Maya, through his potency, Grita, was assumed Viraha, of a boar. Tano, whose form, Mahatmana, of the Supreme Lord. Kauravya, O descendant of Ovidura, descendant of Kuru. Mayam, for the sake of the world, Dvirashto, of the two enemies, Vimardanam, of the fight, Didikshu, desires to see, Agat came, Rishibi, by the sages, Vrita, accompanied Svarat, Brahma. Translation, O descendant of Kuru, Brahma, the most independent demigod of the universe, accompanied by his followers, came to see the terrible fight for the sake of the world between the demon and the personality of God, who appeared in the form of a boar. Purport. The fight between the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the demon is compared to a fight between bulls for the sake of a cow. The earth planet is also called Go, or cow. A bull, as bulls fight between themselves to ascertain who will have union with a cow, there is always a constant fight between the demons and the Supreme Lord, or his representative, for supremacy over the earth. Here, the Lord is significantly described as Yajna Vayava. One should not consider the Lord to have a body of an ordinary boar. He can assume any form, and he possesses all such forms eternally. It is from him that all other forms have emanated. This boar form is not to be considered the form of an ordinary hog. His body is actually full of yajna, or worshipful offerings. Yajna sacrifices are offered to Vishnu. Yajna means the body of Vishnu. His body is not material, therefore he should not be taken as to be an ordinary boar. Brahma is described in this verse as Svarat. Actually, full independence is exclusive to the Lord himself, but as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, every living entity has a minute quantity of independence. Each and every one of the living entities within this universe has this minute independence, but Brahma, being the chief of all living entities, has a greater potential of independence than any other. He is the representative of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and has been assigned to preside over universal affairs. All other demigods work for him. Therefore, he is described here as Swarat. He is always accompanied by great sages and transcendentalists, all of whom came to see the bullfight between the demon and the Lord. Text 21. Asana Sondidam Apeta Svadvasam Krita Pratikaram Adharya Vikramam Vilakshya Daityam Bhagavan Sahasra Nir Jagata Narayanam Adisukaram. Synonyms: asana, attained; sodhiram, power; apeta, devoid of; sadvasam, fear; krita, making; pratikaram, opposition; aharya, unopposable; vikramam, having power; vilakshya, having seen; daityam, the demon; bhagavan, the worshipful Brahma; sahasrani, the leader of thousands of sages; Jagata, addressed; Narayanam, Lord Narayan; Dadi, the original; Sukaram, having the form of a boar. Translation. After arriving at the place of combat, Brahma, the leader of thousands of sages and transcendentalists, saw the demon, who had attained such unprecedented power that no one could fight with him. Brahma then addressed Narayan, who was assuming the form of a boar for the first time. Text 22 through 23. Brahma uvacha, esa te devadevanam angri mulam apeyusam vipranam sarabe yinam bhutanam api anagasam asad krid by akrid dukskrid asmad ridavarosara avesan apratirta rato lokan atati kantaka. Synonyms. Brahma Vacha, Lord Brahma said, Esha, this demon, Te, your, Deva, O Lord, Devanam, to the demigods, Angri Mulam, your feet, Apeyusham, to those having obtained, Vipranam, to the Brahmanas, Suraberinam, to the cows, Bhutanam, to ordinary living entities, Api, also, Angnagasam, innocent, Agakrit, an offender, Bayakrit, a source of fear, Duskrit, wrongdoer, Asmat, for me, Radhavara, having attained a boon, Asura, a demon, Anvesan, searching, Apratirakta, having no proper combatant, Lokan, all over the universe, Atati, he wanders, Kankaka, being a pinprick for everyone. Translation. Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, this demon has proved to be a constant pinprick to the demigods, the brahmanas, the cows, and innocent persons who are spotless and always dependent on worshipping your lotus feet. He has become a source of fear by unnecessarily harassing them. Since he has attained a boon for me, he has become a demon, always searching for a proper combatant, wandering all over the universe for this infamous purpose. Purport. There are two classes of living entities. One is called Sura, or the demigods, and the other is called Asura, or the demons. Demons are generally fond of worshipping the demigods, and there are evidences that by such worship, they get extensive power for their sense gratification. This later proves to be a cause of trouble for the brahmanas, demigods, and other innocent living entities. Demons habitually find fault with the demigods, brahmanas, and innocent, to whom they are a constant source of fear. The way of the demon is to take power from the demigods and then tease the demigods themselves. There is an instance of a great devotee of Lord Shiva who attained the boon from Lord Shiva that the head of whomever he touched with his hand would come off at its trunk. As soon as the boon was offered to him, the demon wanted to touch the very head of Lord Shiva. That is their way. The devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not, however, ask any favor for sense gratification. Even if they are offered liberation, they refuse it. They are happy simply engaging in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Text 24. Mainam mayevinam driptam nirankusham asatamam akridabalavadeva yata shivisam utitam. Synonyms: ma, do not; enam, him; mayavinam, skilled in conjuring tricks; driptam, arrogant; nirankusham, self-sufficient; asmatamam, most wicked; akrida, play with; balavat, like a child; deva, O Lord, yata, as; Asivisam, a serpent, Utitam aroused. Translation. Lord Brahma continued, "My dear Lord, there is no need to play with this serpentine demon, who is always very skilled in conjuring tricks and is arrogant, self-sufficient, and most wicked." Purport. No one is unhappy when a serpent is killed. It is a practice among village boys to catch a serpent by the tail and play with it for some time and then kill it. Similarly, the Lord could have killed the demon at once, but he played with him in the same way as a child plays with a snake before killing it. Brahma requested, however, that since the demon was more wicked and undesirable than a serpent, there was no need to play with him. It was his wish that he be killed at once, without delay. Text 25. Nayavad esha vardeta swam velam prapya daruna swam deva mayam astaya tavaj jahi agram achuta. Synonyms. Nayavat, before, esha, this demon, vardeta, may increase from his own velam, demonic hour, prapya, having reached daruna, formidable, swam, your own, deva, O Lord, mayam, eternal potency, astaya, using, tavat, at once, jahi, kill, agam, the sinful one, achuta, O infallible one. Translation. Brahma continued, "My dear Lord, you are infallible. Please, kill this sinful demon before the demonic hour arrives, and he presents another formidable approach favorable to him. You can kill him by your internal potency, without doubt." Text 26. Esha Goratama Sandhya Loka Chambat Kari Prabho Upa Sarpati Sarvatam Sarvatmam Suradnam Jayan Jayam Avaha. Synonyms. Esha, this Goratama, darkest Sandhya, evening time, Loka, the world, Chambatkari, destroying, Prabhu, O Lord, Upasarapati, is approaching, Sarvataman, the O soul of all souls, Shudanam, to the demigods, Jayam, victory, Avaha, bring. Translation. My Lord, the darkest evening which covers the world is fast approaching. Since you are the soul of all souls, kindly kill him and win victory for the demigods. Text 27. Adhu naisho bijin nama yogo marhurtiko hi agat shivaya nastvam suridam asu nistaradustaram. Synonyms. Aduna, now, esha, this, abhijitnam, called abhijit, yoga, auspicious, mahurtika, moment, he, indeed, agat, has almost passed, shivaya, for the welfare, na, of us, tvam, you, suridam, your friends, ashu, quickly, nishtara, dispose of, dustram, the formidable foe. Translation. The auspicious period known as abhijit, which is most opportune for victory, commenced at midday and is all but passed, therefore, in the interest of your friends, please dispose of this formidable foe quickly. Text 28. Distya tvam vihitam mrityum avyam asadita svayam vikram yainam mrde hatva loka adehi sarmani. Synonyms. Distya, by fortune, tvam, to you, vihitam, ordered, mrityum, death, I am, this demon, asadita, has come, svayam, of his own accord, vikramya, exhibiting your prowess, enam, him, mride, in the duel, hatva, killing, lokan, the worlds, edehi, established, sharmani, in peace. Translation. This demon, luckily for us, has come of his own accord to you, his death ordained by you. Therefore, exhibiting your ways, kill him in the duel and establish the worlds in peace. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, "The battle between Lord Boar and the demon Hiranyaksha," end quote.